USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With faith in America's election process on the line, transparency in the election process is more important than ever. The Trump campaign on Sunday in federal court urged a judge to preserve a bid to block Pennsylvania from certifying any winner, claiming there's evidence that voters in Democratic-leaning counties were improperly allowed to fix errors with their ballots. The same was not afforded to Republican voters. A hearing on Pennsylvania's motion to dismiss the lawsuit is set for Tuesday, with a separate evidence hearing scheduled for Thursday. The case will be decided by U.S. District Judge Matthew Brann in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. Hundreds of thousands of President Trump supporters converged on Washington, D.C. over the weekend, with an overwhelming number of supporters believing the election was filled with voter fraud. Stop the steal was the message they brought with them. President Trump called Georgia's recount a waste of time, as ballots did not include voter signatures or verifications. That information was blocked by election officials in Georgia, according to the president. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature.
I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50. And, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The Syracuse Post-Standard is reporting New York Governor Andrew Cuomo threatened to sue the Trump administration if its coronavirus vaccine distribution plan makes it more difficult for people of color to receive it. Cuomo charged that the federal plan is using health care providers to deliver the vaccine, which he said could leave behind communities of color. Trump on Friday said Cuomo's criticisms of his plan would mean vaccines won't be delivered to New York, claiming the governor said he didn't trust where the vaccine is coming from. SpaceX's newly designed Crew Dragon capsule, which the crew dubbed Resilience, lifted off atop a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket at 7:27 p.m. Eastern Time Sunday from NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Cape Canaveral, Florida. SpaceX launched four astronauts on the flight to the International Space Station, NASA's first full-fledged mission to send a crew into orbit on board a privately owned spacecraft. Hurricane Iota is expected to reach Category 4 when it hits Nicaragua late Monday, early Tuesday. It will be the second major storm to hit in 2 weeks. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
In an attempt to curb COVID-19 infections, government officials are telling Americans to limit gatherings Thanksgiving. Because of this, travel will be down this year. USA Radio News' Dan Araki has more.
Fewer Americans will be hitting the road for the Thanksgiving holiday, according to AAA. The Auto Club expects about 10% fewer travelers for this year's holiday, the largest one-year drop since the height of the Great Recession in 2008. They say air travel will take a hit, with about half as many flyers this year, 2.4 million, down from 4.5 million a year ago. Auto travel is expected to drop as well, though not as dramatically. AAA expects a 4% drop to 47.8 million Americans hitting the road for Turkey Day. The reasoning behind the expected drops are the increasing numbers of coronavirus cases across the country. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
If you don't have the heart to tell Aunt Emily and Uncle Eddie they didn't make the cut and you are traveling, let's take a look at those gas prices.
That price of $2.11 a gallon is 5 cents lower than last month and some 50 cents lower than last year. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us what the days ahead will look like with so many motorists on the road for Thanksgiving.
Gas prices as we head towards Thanksgiving may remain relatively stable this week, although some increases are likely. After last week's robust 18% rise in the price of crude oil led to a slight increase in average prices.
Across the country, Oklahoma has the lowest prices at $1.76, while California continues at the highest with $3.16 a gallon. For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.